Welcome to the Wolf Den Podcast. Here in the Wolf Den, we bridge the gap between blockchain technology and the real world. Before we get started, we need to make it explicit that this information is for educational purposes only. Think of it as a thought exercise. It is not meant to be prescriptive nor taken as financial advice. Now, please take into account that many of these audios are pulled from previous videos, content, interviews, things that we have done up to this point. Please be sure to do your research and check the date that the original content was published. If you'd like to learn more, go to wolfdencrypto.com and click join. All right, welcome, Wolf Den and otherwise. Now, we have already talked about 1.1, which is bumpers, safety, security, certainty, the solvable problem, local versus environmental, and all of the rest of core concepts. 2.1 was investment strategies, building on the blockchain, day trading, single asset trading, property-based assets, infrastructure, individual team, and ecosystem. We're going to deep dive into each of those a little bit further, but first we're going to hit 3.1. We're going to get the conceptual framework down. 3.1 is the base case, just a primer on the base case here. Okay, so if you Google base case, okay, you'll get some of the following definitions. The model's expected case, determined by using the assumptions that the project team consider the most likely to occur. Or a base case scenario describes the expected outcome and is the basis of management's objectives. So it drives objectives and informs behavior. And as you will learn as we go through these, we're always looking to inform behavior. If it doesn't inform behavior, it's useless to us, right? Then, of course, we've got a worst case scenario and a best case scenario. We'll talk later in a video about why we don't operate on best case scenarios and we're always aware of the worst case scenario. In fact, part of the new base case methodology, our base case methodology anyway, is to make the worst case scenario better and better and better. If we can make our worst case scenario better than most people's base case scenario, then we're sitting in a pretty good position. I know that's not what everybody wants to hear because everybody wants more upside faster, win moon. But that is just not the way that we operate. We are trying to operate from a place of logic, reasoning, and evidence over time, which we'll get to in a subsequent slide. Okay, so our base case, when the Wolf Den team says base case, or I say base case, it is our working theory, given the available logic, reasoning, and evidence from which behavior can be informed. I'll explain that in just a minute, okay? But let me give you an example base case, okay? This could be your base case. It is somebody else's base case, I know for sure. There's actually a lot of people's base case. Okay? A common macro belief in Bitcoin, so true Bitcoin maxis have the belief that Bitcoin will be over $500,000 in the next few years. More specifically, it's a very strong belief it'll be over $500,000 by 2025. And so this is a macro belief that they have based on their reasoning, whatever logic and evidence they use, and a timeline that they have determined. 2025, it is the most common belief amongst Bitcoin maxi types that Bitcoin will be over $500,000 per coin in the next 5 years. Which means, first of all, this is an example of single asset investing. This is not what I recommend to most people. I can explain why. I've explained in other videos. Of course, if your belief is your belief, I do not like investing in a single asset because it is very possible to be left up Schitt's Creek without a paddle, for lack of a better term. Okay, so single asset investing. However, the base case is Bitcoin will be $500,000 by 2025 or 2026 or whatever. I'm not trying to project this base case onto you. This is just an example that is very common. Okay. So Bitcoin today on May 16th, 2020 is $30,000. It's just kind of undulating, right? Above and below $30,000. So right now it's $29,465. We'll call it $30,000 because that's what it was this morning. So Bitcoin at $426,000 in May of 2027 is 70% a year, which means this base case right here is over 70% a year on average over time. It's very, very important. We talked about this in a previous Wolf Pup series, and I'll talk about it again, that we are talking about rolling averages over time because we can see assets will be volatile. This has, Bitcoin has, over long time periods, gone over 70% a year on average over time. Of course, from here to here is a straight line down. Okay, so this is too short of a time period if this is your macro belief. It's really important that you line up your time preferences with your macro belief. And if they're not aligned, you have to change one of them. You have to either change your macro belief, right, re-reason to a new one, or change your time preference to something more reasonable. A whole lot of people in November had a macro belief that Bitcoin would be $100,000 in December, and they built their whole life plan around it, and it fell apart. It's very fragile. Okay? So how does this inform behavior? This means if we get to our solvable problem, if I need, as an example, which I used in a previous video, $20 million by May 19th, 2032, and I have $1.5 million to invest right now, and I can add $10,000 a month, and I calculate it, I need 25% a year. So if you believe this right here, a common belief, if your macro belief is that Bitcoin will be $500,000 by 2025 or 2032 even, okay, then you believe that you can get 70% a year on average over time just buying Bitcoin. So your strategy can be just buying Bitcoin if this is where you want to be and this is your base case. Okay? You see how that informs behavior? We don't have to do complicated stuff. We don't have to chase stuff around. Now, I actually share this belief that on average, Bitcoin will get more than 70% a year. Of course, that is not my strategy. It has been in the past, right? But as new evidence comes in, we develop new strategies. Risk adjusted, I do not think that this is the best bet. This is my opinion because volatility, market manipulation, all this stuff, okay? So while I do think this is a fair base case, no judgment to anybody that has this base case and no judgment to anybody that doesn't share it. But that's why we build our own base case, which I'm going to share with all of you. Now, you can take the concepts, the principles, the underpinnings, anything you learn and develop your own base case. The point is there is somewhere that you want to be in a timeline that you deem is appropriate, not best case, base case. And I'll explain why we set a base case before a best case in the next video. We have the capital available to us now and what we can conceivably put in frequently over time. That will tell us what we need. So our base case, in order for us to fund the things that we want in life, would need to get 25.9% a year or more on average over time. How much time? Until 2032. So the average between for the next 10 years needs to be 25.9%. It does not need to go in a straight line all the time. That goes back to expectation management. You can see that Bitcoin has delivered, except for this short time period here, and time will tell if it continues to. Bitcoin has delivered on the 70% a year on average over time. It has, just not in a straight line. And it may not do so forever. That is why we have to have our beliefs based on the logic, evidence, and reasoning that we believe is appropriate. Okay. That said, I will share our base case, how it was built and why, how we've eliminated some of the downside while increasing the consistency of the base case. Okay. It still needs to have an appropriate timeline. Now, you should have your own base case using your own logic, reasoning, and evidence. Okay. We do not follow blindly. Now, you can choose, you could have a base case in a person or a team. That's perfectly appropriate. We talked about that back in another video. All right. So hopefully that makes sense. Now, the next video, which will be Wolf Pup only, we'll talk about why we use the best case instead of the best case, or the base case instead of the best case. I mean, we don't always aim for best case scenario because it's very, very fragile. An example of best case is earlier last year, the best case scenario was Bitcoin going to $100,000 in December. A lot of people believe that would happen. Anybody that went all in on that strategy is in a really tough spot right now because they built for best case. We want to build for base case, which again is the target balance in an appropriate timeline. Not worst case scenario, not best case scenario, but something that would be okay so that we can lock it in and find ways to collapse time later, which I will talk about again in a later video. Okay, hopefully that shed some light on the base case. One more time, it is simply the working theory given the available logic, reasoning, and evidence from which behavior can be informed. As an example, one more time, if Bitcoin at $500,000 is something you believe very strongly in, given your logic, reasoning, evidence, and let's say you believe it'll be there by 2025, or let's say 2027, for the sake of this example, then if Bitcoin is $426,000 in May of 2027, you've gotten over 70% a year, which means if this was your solvable problem, or even if you need 30 million, let's see what happens. If this was your solvable problem, you have achieved it. How does that inform behavior? That means that you can just acquire Bitcoin and you will reach your goals. Am I saying that if you acquire Bitcoin, you will reach your goals? No, I am saying if this is truly your belief, then the way to align your behavior with your belief is to buy Bitcoin. Okay? Now, you may want to eliminate some of the volatility. That's what our base case does with a pair. And you might want to have some other ways to say, hey, look, maybe in this valley, I have an emergency I have to pay for. I don't want to sell Bitcoin down here. So our base case, all it does is it eliminates a little bit of the downside and it increases optionality. There's ways to take money out and pay for stuff in the real world without taking apart your primary strategy. Okay? Break all of that down. Again, I hope this is helpful, give you some insight as to the base case and what we mean when we use these words. And what I don't know what other people mean, but if it comes from us, this is the most likely strategy to get you to where you want to be based on your beliefs. We will share ours and how we built our base case. If you want to use it or take bits and pieces of it or just concepts and principles and apply it to different assets or entirely different domains, you can build a base case in real estate. You can build a base case in the S&P, investing in technology, in your own business, your advertising budget, whatever. Okay. That is the base case. So when we say base case and chill in large part is examine your logic, reasoning, and evidence and trust yourself. Okay? If this is your true belief and this is your true timeline, then buying Bitcoin will get you there. You don't need to push extra buttons. If you feel a need to push extra buttons because you are uncertain, then there's something wrong with your macro belief. It's not aligned. It's not your espoused macro belief. What you say believe is not what you really believe. So the work is on your macro belief. Hopefully that makes sense and helps everybody kind of understand how we operate the way we do and how we share this language. Okay. Appreciate you all. Wolf Pups, there will be subsequent videos breaking down the details of how the base case is built and all that fun stuff. Just wanted to get this out there. Appreciate you all and make sure that you go back and watch the previous videos, 1.1 and 2.1. And 1.1 and 2.2 and 3.2 will be out soon. Thank you again for listening to the Wolf Den podcast. Now remember, this audio was pulled from various free, public, and private trainings by the team and even Wolf Den members. Now we do this for free because we want to help as many people as possible. So if you found this helpful, feel free to share with somebody else. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss another one. And of course, check out the Wolf Den, wolfdencrypto.com if you want a deeper dive.